This is Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.
Sunday evening, it's the annual chat. We're in the Sky Arts tent. Wonderful to be joined by Sean Keaveney and Edith Bowman. Hello!
Hi!
Thanks for having us, as per.
Yeah. Oh, it's wonderful to have you. It's wonderful to have you on our show. You've just had Jess Glynn, nice warm-up to the headline act, admittedly. How's it been? How's the weekend gone?
It's been really excellent, actually. And as usual, I don't know if you could probably replay my answers from previous years, and they might be exactly the same. I don't know, I've got no memory. But it's always the same shape for me. It starts with pure panic and terror on Friday, and exhaustion, because it's a very long day. And then it gets a little bit sort of easier and a bit more sort of fun on Saturday. And by Sunday, you're sort of the walking dead.
Yeah, a wee bit like that. But it's that thing where it's kind of, it's just really good fun. Like, yeah. I love working with Sean and Yinka, and just the team are great. They really look after you. And, you know, it's kind of they're a well-oiled machine sort of thing. So we just kind of, you know, duck in and do what's kind of needed. It's a marathon in terms of on air, but it flies by. It really, really does. I feel like I've kind of got the long straw this year, though, because you and Yinka have been you've been naked for most of it and flying in the air and stuff.
It was like
being in Burning Man or something. I was basically just in my boxer shorts in 35 degree heat.
With a microphone attached to your head, because there was nowhere else to put it.
Don't even have a fringe. And then they sent me up in some horrible amusement ride earlier on that's apparently safe. And it was about 300 foot off the ground, and I nearly died of a heart attack. So that kind of thing's all fun.
Yeah. But that was just the hot challenge as well.
The hot chili challenge. But I don't mind. I was just saying this to Edith before. I would take all of that. I would take being shot out of a cannon over the Hudson River, over doing the opening link live, which is what Edith does every time. And I just think it's like that's really unbelievable.
Well, next year we'll shoot you over Medina. It's not the same.
Yeah, all right. Yeah.
Yeah, no, not quite the same. You come to the Isle of Wight at other times, don't you, as well?
Yeah. I've got friends over here as well, so I'm over here quite a lot. We've got Rob and Josie and Mark and Rhea and people.
So, yeah, in fact, I had a lovely time at Robbie's with Mark, and they were there that night. It was really nice. Yeah, I mean, not as much as I'd like to be honest. It's like the times that I have spent here, we came across with the kids and stayed in Yurts and Robbie's back garden. It was amazing, actually. Yeah. But yeah, it's got loads to offer the island, and it's just, it'd be nice doing it when you're not kind of working 14-hour days.
Yeah. Managed to see things, managed to get out when you can. What have you seen? What have you enjoyed?
I didn't get to see them in person, but we played out Supergrass last night, and that was extraordinary. I thought that was so great. I thought they were just, yeah, it was really, really special. Tonight, even though he's not letting us show anything, I'm just quite excited about seeing Justin Timberlake.
JT.
Yeah.
That'd be good.
Yeah.
I was lucky to chat Supergrass, and then I got to see most of the set in the flesh. And they were, I think I saw them in 1998 or something, possibly at Glastonbury. They were like as energetic, if not even slightly more now, as men in the late 40s and early 50s. And I just thought that was inspiring.
Sting.
One of the first things you did was chat to Sting on this couch.
Yeah, you sat where he sat so you can shake
the
your booty in.
Of,
the
buttocks
the buttock
of Sting.
Rubbing of Sting.
I don't ever want to say on air, I'm never washing my bum again. But I guess we're in that position.
Yeah,
you were saying that your friend, you know, shook Danny's hand from the script.
Yeah.
If I could just get close to Paul Heaton or something.
I know.
That'd be
that
a dream.
Lovely.
Oh, it's amazing.
That was so great. That was a really special set. We were out front doing some links in the pit as that was kind of finishing. And that's the thing, because we don't get to see that much unless you're out doing bits and bobs sort of thing, because we're live so early. But that was really special. They seemed to get an incredible response from the audience as well. And Alison Moye today we heard a little bit of. Thought that was fantastic.
Yeah, it's been really good.
Yeah.
Well, it's wonderful to catch up as ever. I think I said last year, fifth time in a row you get a little mug, which says I've been interviewed by Vectis Radio. So gonna have to build those in the next couple of next 10 months.
We can manage that.
We get. Is it in the budget for a charity? We'll try and make it.
Can put some jelly beans in
as well. Yeah, we'll buy sweets. But
Absolutely.
Are you heading off tonight? Are you off to?
Yeah, we're both getting ferries back tonight. There's
my
a late ferry.
Oh, are you?
Oh, you've changed.
The budget's gone up.
Yeah, I'm swimming.
But yeah, we'll be off, shot out of a cannon, back to the mainland.
Yeah.
Well, it's always wonderful having you both here. Come back again next year, and we'll have another Sunday evening 3-minute chat. It's well, great to do.
If you can speak to Sky about that, that'd be great. And then, yeah, cheers.
Sean and Edith.
Thank you,
guys. Thanks very much.
Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.